Well, as I said, the gods of scheduling and the gods of air quality and the gods of community, a community assembly, have not been very kind to us. We were looking for a very special performance at Marble Brewing, the Albuquerque CD release party for Alex Marial's latest physical CD. In the meantime, I checked Marble, I checked alexmarial.com. It looks like, as with so many events, at least through this month, you can almost assume just about everything is canceled. If you have any questions, call the venue. Call the venue, because frankly, I think some of the artists are just a little too crushed to be updating every single gig they're missing, especially in a time of, for some of them, such importance as they're releasing new work. But that's why we're here. We're going to have the CD release party right now on the air, because we have the band with us. And we're going to meet them. We're going to talk to them a little bit. But most of all, we're going to let them plug in and play. So, with Andrew Prim of Santa Fe on the drums, Justin McLaughlin of Albuquerque on bass and vocals, Alex Marial of Santa Fe on vocals and the electric guitar and the songwriting and doing the particulars between songs. Let's hear now, live with Ethan Stein behind the board, assisted by Chip Borton from the Alex Marial Band, Studio A, February 21, 2020.
This one's called Rain Been Coming Down.
When the rain keeps coming down. said, listen, girl. This little song I wrote, kind of about when you lose your way and you find your way back to where your way is.
All right. worry, I'd let myself go. But I had not remembered it was lies the worry told. All right. All right. Some more. It's a mean, mean, mean time. In the meantime, it's a mean, mean, mean time. In the meantime, don't forget who you are. When the stars start to fall, fire burns in your heart, and all you want is it. it all. It's a mean, mean, mean time. It's a mean, mean, mean time.
Just a few moments with the trio you're hearing tonight. That's Alex Mariel on electric guitar vocals, Justin McLaughlin on bass and vocals, Andrew Prim on the drum kit. And we'll get back to them holding forth behind the instruments, but let's take a minute and talk to the musicians. All right, Alex Mariel, the last time you were here, I think, no, maybe the time before that, you had released an album 6, mm-hmm. which was... I think all original material, all with you on acoustic guitar. And previous to that, you'd come in here with the Kali Shaw outfit. And here you were one of the first musicians when I got here that I heard of. And it was like this long-haired blonde kid. He's the guitar slinger.
When you got to Albuquerque.
When I got to Albuquerque.
Okay, wow.
You know, that you were one of like the three guitar slingers out there in your generation who were... like electric and blues and all of that. And when you came here to play with Kali, you were playing on that diminutive acoustic guitar, and you were playing fills and background, and I got to ask you about it, and you talked about your relationship to the instrument and that you wanted to expand what you could do with the guitar, and stepping away from the electric was one of the ways you did it, and playing behind people and through people rather than ripping their face off was part of your strategy at that point, which is 4 or 5 years ago.
That's right. And that was fun. Yeah.
Well, it was absolutely beautiful, but you're back here to pull our face off all over again within the meantime. And that's why you have the power trio with you.
Yeah.
So what can you tell us what that arc is?
Absolutely. So yeah, I was playing with Colley Shaw and the Colley Shaw band, and I was supporting him, being the support guy, which I really enjoyed a lot. And I did this thing where I was playing my small acoustic guitar through my electric rig, but it was an acoustic guitar. And it was a great period of time. Actually, wouldn't mind getting back to that. But I've been so busy, and he's been really busy. But yeah, so then I got, you know, through the arc to the point where I was thinking back on all the albums I had made. I guess to that point, it was maybe seven releases of some sort. And I thought back to Make Everything All Right from 2002, which I made with Kenny Passarelli, who played with Joe Walsh and Elton John and Otis Taylor. And I thought about that album. I was thinking, that album was really good. Or I really liked it. I was thinking, if I don't say so myself, I really liked that album. And so I was like, what was it? And I was like, well, that album was pretty rockin'. And there was electric guitar. And I was like, maybe I should play some electric again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, well, I should revisit my, you know, my youth, I guess. I wanted to revisit being, you know, in the early 2000s when I did that. And so I started, pulling out my electrics and seeing what I could come up with.
So were you, I mean, because a lot of the songs you did on Six, I think there are one or two songs on Six that actually show up here in like electric versions. I think Love Is What We Are Made For.
No, that was, okay, you're close. That one was called Lovey Dovey.
Oh, okay.
From Six. And I understand because Six had a song from a previous album on it.
Okay.
So, but this song is actually all new. There's one song on the new album called Love Is What We Are Made For, and there's two versions of it.
Right.
On this album. I restructured it in a different groove, in a different key, and a slightly different chord progression, and I just really liked it, and I was just like, I didn't want to pick one over the other.
So they both went.
I thought it was worth doing a second version, just called it a reprise.
Now, you talked once upon a time about composing in the morning with your coffee, noodling, and just coming up with stuff. Now, does that process change radically when you're doing it with an electric guitar, or are you forming the songs regardless of what instrument you might be using?
Same process, maybe different outcome. Yeah, same kind of access point where I'm like getting into a safe place, it's very psychosomatic. I'm sitting with my coffee, I'm doing around, maybe just playing scale, something mundane, and I just get relaxed, and then something just kind of pops out.
Mm-hmm.
Now with an electric guitar, it is a different instrument. So it's funny how just like a different timbre or a different angle on the neck or whatever it may be really does kind of have a different outcome. Something comes out for me, maybe not for everyone.
In the studio, we were listening and we were having arguments as to, is he using a slide on this song? And turns out you were not.
Huh.
Were you or not?
On one of the songs I was. On the song Telluride I was.
Okay, so I won the argument. Okay.
There you go.
But there is another song with it where it sounds very slidey and you're not, actually.
I'm just taking a wild guess, that might have been Worry. But no, just on Telluride I was using a slide.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's turn to the rest of the trio, Andrew and Justin. What are you dealing with when Alex brings this work to you? Because you were kind of working on the fly in there and changing tempos and throwing ideas back and forth, you know, in the 2 minutes between songs. So when is the performance ready to go? I guess I should
ask.
It's
ready when I say it. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah. You guys can be honest.
I mean, I got to say, Andy here, I've been playing with Alex now, what, like 12 years or something, a long time? Something that keeps me coming back and something that I just love is just what you were saying, is that while there are songs and arrangements and things like that, there's always room for the moment and there's room for like the space you're in right now. you know, and there's room. Alex gives, you know, gives us room to like express and be ourselves. And I just love that. And, you know, no two solos are the same. We stretch out live, you know, it's really cool.
And you were part of recording this album. You yes. were up there in Colorado recording it. Now, Justin, you have worked actually the previous time you were here with Alex. It was just the two of you as a duo. No drums. Playing yeah. through the same amp, as I recall.
And I think I've been playing with Alex for about, I think this is going on my 6th year. On he's hired me for a lot of acoustic gigs, and so I pretty much have all of the songs, you know, down by this point, you know, and it's nice having those acoustic rehearsals so we get into electric thing. It's just really easy to. Now, I don't play, I think he's playing bass on this album, and so I don't play anything like him, but he hasn't, I think he likes what I do because I keep getting a call back, so.
This is a song called Love Is What We Are Made For. Thank you. This song is a bit of an ode to a little town called Telluride. We'll be right back.
no need to wash up after that one. You want to keep it with you for a long, long time. Alex Marial Band in performance, February 21st of this year. Recorded by Ethan Stein in Studio A. We heard Alex Marial on lead vocals and electric guitar, Justin McLaughlin on bass and second vocals, Andrew Prim on the drums. The new album, we heard almost every song that we heard is from that album. In the meantime, brand new, you can find it at Alex Marial, MARYOL.com. Find that music, and once we are back in performance season, let it be soon. It could be a month away. He'll be busy in this area, solo, duo, trio, even larger ensembles. Thank you to Alex and the crew. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. I believe we'll have a little alien space kitchen with a twist. And stay tuned for Route 66 coming up next.
I was flying high in the bright lights on a dive bar stage downtown. It was the guys and I sounding out of sight. We tear the whole house down. And I wanted nothing more than for this for sure. Until I came around. And I came around. Singing out all night. We were trying to sing it out all night. We were driving to the next town all night. We were trying to sing it out all night. Back and forth as I strummed my guitar. I sighed as I saw their eyes meet mine. Two ships passing by would have been the sight that night. But the strokes, they stayed and they bought us shots and they talked. Sing it out all night. We were trying to sing it out all night. We were driving to the next town all night.